Hola, mi gente. This is Jodeci's mom. Hope you're enjoying the show.
Hello, this is Jodeci Maldonado, and this is Night Owl's Late Night Podcast, and we are back with another episode. And very briefly, we are back with another essay from the Kaleidoscope Writes Hybrid Gender Collection that I've been discussing in previous episodes. But there will be another poetry dump. However, it will not be as big as the first poetry dump. It's only going to be two. I apologize. It's only going to be two. It's hard writing this. just kidding. I love writing for you guys. This one is called Drew the Sleuth of Gender. I often read the books of Nancy Drew when I was growing up, and she, the ever-elegant sleuth, who also ironically bears the first name of my dearly departed and similarly bookish older cousin Nancy. I would devour book after book, as I also shared an insatiable curiosity for knowledge. I always tried to figure out how the mystery had happened long before I was done with the actual book. The name Drew is also considered unisex. I have been having some struggles with my non-binary name, Jodeci, because of its lack of etymology other than the sentimental value that I attached to it and the fact that no matter how I sliced it, it didn't really work as a unisex first name. It had the strange double-take effect of a unisex name, but in essence, it was not, in fact, one. That may have been more of a hindrance than a help. Anyhow, because I wasn't sure I wanted the hypervisibility of a name you couldn't peg down any which way you tried, Drew, with its sentimental value toward my childhood and the homage it pays to my cousin Nancy, still had all the heart while letting me fly reasonably under the radar as it fit in the unisex name category. David is another possibility, as there is a story of David and Goliath that I am partial to, and I think it encapsulates all of my struggles and triumphs. Another name that has struck my fancy is Jamie, particularly Jamie Wolfe. Jamie would be because it is a unisex name, much like Drew, and Wolfe would be a tribute to the more literary vein of Tobias Wolfe and Virginia Wolfe, two writers that I admire, and it would be in keeping with the J of Jodeci, which I wanted my non-binary name to be either be a J name or a D name to keep some kinship with my previous incarnation of names. So Jodeci has served me well as the halfway point of my fourth year into identifying as non-binary passes me by. I do not know if I'm ready or meant to say farewell to it. If I do, I will do so with love in my heart and welcome the homeliness of Drew, or the bravery and courage of David, and the literary legacy of Jamie Wolfe with a tender heart in hand and eyes wide with possibility. Now, let me please say that when I wrote this, because this was when I was in grad school, but I'm my fifth year of being out and proud as non-binary. And obviously, you know what I stuck with, because I wouldn't be here and wouldn't tell you lovely, and how could I not tell you lovely folks if I had changed your host's beloved name, right? So, you know what I stuck with. So I hope you like that, and we'll be back with another poetry dump. Again, I will say it's going to be a brief dump, just two pieces, but I hope you'll stay tuned, and thank you for hanging in there. Stay lovely. Good night.